Claustrophobia. On the morning bus, I can smell 100 lives in the breath that crowds the air. Old garlic, weak tea, cornflakes, porridge. The man sitting beside me has the sap of last night's woman clinging to his beard, relics of lust gunking up the cracks in his lips. The office girl opposite has the almond breath of forced hunger and rusty nailhead eyes that wolf down the passing hills. The old woman beside me, with a scab of jam on her chin, smells of raspberries and loneliness. I smell wisps of grief every time she moves. There's a stable scent of a muesli breakfast coming from the back, hot straw and skimmed milk pushed out by the heat vent. Someone reeks of guilt, like violets and sulphur, like dentist's gas, it makes me gag. This invasion of sweat, skin, soap and stale love is too intimate for this time of day. I press myself against the window, suck clean coldness out of glass.